You're listening to Channel Africa, the voice of the African Renaissance, broadcasting on the frequency 15235 kilohertz on the 19-meter band to West Africa. I'm Zama Nyuswa, driving the show with Amanda Machaka on the news, with Sani Matibula with Econ, and Figile Lingwati, or rather, Musibudi Makura with sports. Top stories in Africa Digest this hour: South Sudan celebrates 3 years of independence, and Cameroon experiments with Africa's first ever system of transmitting cardiac signal via a mobile network. In economics, Nigeria's ARM infrastructure fund is close to raising $250 million. And in sports, Argentina and the Netherlands fight for the last spot in the 2014 World Cup final. But first, the last news update with Amanda. Good evening. South Sudan President Salva Kiir has urged rebel chief Riek Machar to restart talks to end a raging civil war between their forces that has driven the country to the brink of famine. Kiir made the call during celebrations to mark 3 years of independence today. South Sudan has been wracked by war since mid-December, when presidential guards loyal to Kiir clashed with troops supporting Machar, who fled to the bush and rallied a huge rebel army. The fighting has been marked by widespread atrocities against both members of the Nuer people, to which Machar belongs, and Kiir's Dinka group, the single largest tribe. These ceasefire deals have failed to stick, and peace talks in the Ethiopian capital Addis Ababa have made little progress. Somalia's government has fired the police and intelligence chiefs a day after Islamic militants attacked the heavily guarded presidential palace in the capital, Mogadishu. Information Minister Mustafa Dahulo says government troops and AU peacekeepers repelled the attack and no government official was hurt. Three of four militants were shot dead by soldiers after they forced their way into the presidential palace on Tuesday, sparking an exchange of gunfire. The fourth militant was wounded. Dahulo has told reporters that police commander Abdi Hakim Said and intelligence chief Bashir Gobe have been replaced immediately. A senior member of Mozambique's opposition party, Renamo, remains behind bars after he was arrested as he left peace talks at the president's office on Monday. Renamo spokesperson Antonio Mutunga had been invited to the presidency as a member of a state council charged with resolving escalating political and military tensions between the party and the government. He is one of three Renamo members nominated to the 18-member advisory council, which meets to discuss issues of national importance. He is also the second